Chapter 6. What happened to Dr. Lanyon? Soon afterwards, Mr. Guest went home. Mr. Utterson put the letter in the drawer of his desk and locked it. What does this mean? He thought. Why is Hyde's letter and Jekyll's invitation to dinner in the same handwriting? Is Jekyll writing letters for a murderer? He was very frightened. The police offered thousands of pounds as a reward for Mr. Hyde's capture, but it was impossible to find him. Time passed, and gradually Mr. Utterson forgot his fear and stopped worrying. Without Hyde's evil influence, a new life began for Dr. Jekyll. He started inviting his friends to his house again, gave a lot of money to the poor, and became very religious. He was busy, and he was often out of the house. For 2 months, Dr. Jekyll was at peace. One evening, Mr. Utterson, Dr. Lanyon, and a few other people dined at Dr. Jekyll's house. It was a happy dinner for old friends. The following week, Mr. Utterson went to Dr. Jekyll's house 3 times, but Poole did not let him enter the house.
"I'm sorry," said Poole each time. "Dr. Jekyll is ill. He does not want any visitors today."
Mr. Utterson was very worried that Dr. Jekyll wanted to be alone once again, so he went to visit Dr. Lanyon. But when he went into the house, he was shocked at the change in his friend's appearance. Dr. Lanyon was pale and thin, and he looked much older. He also seemed to be terrified of something. Mr. Utterson thought, "Lanyon is ill. He's a doctor. He knows that he's dying, and he's frightened."
"My friend, you look ill," Mr. Utterson said finally.
"I had a shock recently, and I won't get better. In a few weeks, I'll be dead,"
Lanyon said. Mr. Utterson looked at Lanyon sadly. "Jekyll is ill too," he said. Dr. Lanyon's face changed.
"I don't want to hear anything about that man," he said in a trembling voice. "In my eyes, he is dead."
Mr. Utterson sat in silence for a few minutes. Finally, he said, "Is there anything I can do, Lanyon? We are 3 very old friends, too old to find new friends."
"There's nothing to do,"
answered Dr. Lanyon.
"Ask Jekyll."
"Jekyll doesn't want to see me," said Mr. Utterson.
"I'm not surprised," said Dr. Lanyon. "One day, perhaps after my death, you will understand. But I can't tell you now. Please talk to me about other things, or go home."
Mr. Utterson left a few minutes later. When he got home, he immediately wrote a letter to Dr. Jekyll. "Why won't you let me come and visit you?" he wrote. "And why aren't you and Lanyon friends?" The next day, Mr. Utterson got an answer from Dr. Jekyll. "I don't want visitors now. I must be alone. I'm not angry with Lanyon. We didn't argue, but he's right when he says that we must never meet. Don't be surprised, and don't think that you're not my friend because I don't let you come into my house. I'm a very bad person, and I'm suffering terribly. Please do what I ask." Mr. Utterson was surprised when he read the letter. "What caused this change?" Utterson thought.
Hyde hasn't got any influence on Jekyll anymore. Only a week ago, I dined with Jekyll, and everyone was so happy. The change in Lanyon and Jekyll is so sudden. Are they perhaps mad? No. Lanyon's manner and words point to something different. Something more mysterious. What is it?
3 weeks later, Lanyon died. The night after Lanyon's funeral, Utterson, very sad, opened a letter from him. The date on the envelope was a few days before Lanyon's death. On the envelope were the words, "Private, for the hands of G.J. Utterson only." Mr. Utterson was frightened to read the letter and opened the envelope slowly. To his surprise, he found another closed envelope inside with the words, "Read the letter inside only after the death or disappearance of Dr. Henry Jekyll." Again, the words "death" or "disappearance," just as in Jekyll's will, Utterson thought, surprised. Why did Lanyon write about Jekyll's disappearance? What does it mean? Suddenly, Utterson felt very curious and wanted to open the letter, despite its instructions, but finally decided not to. "Professional honour," he thought. "I can't do that." He put the letter into the drawer of his desk and locked it.